Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris invoked his own country's long struggle for independence from Britain as he announced his nation will recognize the state of Palestine.
On the 21st of January 1919, Ireland asked the world to recognize our right to be an independent state. Our message to the free nations of the world was a plea for international recognition of our independence, emphasizing our distinct national identity, our historical struggle, and our right to self-determination and justice. Today, we use the same language to support the recognition of Palestine as a state.
Spain has also been a staunch supporter of Palestinian rights. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez made his announcement in a speech to the Spanish Congress. Sanchez said he was sending a message to millions of innocent Palestinians who are suffering that Spain is with them.
De decirle a los millones de palestinos inocentes que sufren que estamos con ellos.
Sanchez said that no matter how many walls are erected or cities are bombed or illegal settlements are built, the land and identity of Palestinians will continue to exist in our hearts, in international law, and in the future project of a Mediterranean region living in harmony.
Y en el proyecto futuro de un Mediterráneo en armonía.
Some left-wing activists in Spain wanted the government to go further and cut diplomatic relations with Israel. Norway's recognition announcement had added significance as the country was the site of the 1993 Oslo Accords. Those accords failed to deliver on the hope for a successful peace process for Israel and the Palestinians. All three countries said they hoped their action would contribute to a two-state solution. They also condemned Hamas and said they supported the existence of the State of Israel. Israel reacted swiftly and harshly. The country's foreign minister said recognition of Palestine would prompt severe consequences. He recalled Israeli ambassadors for consultation. Israel's extremist national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, made a provocative visit to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem to issue his denunciation. His remarks appeared on Al Jazeera.
The countries that recognized a Palestinian state today are giving a prize to the Hamas commandos, to the murderers, to the abusers. And I say we will not allow even a statement about a Palestinian state.
At the United Nations, Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour welcomed the recognition announcements as another diplomatic victory. He said he hoped other European nations would follow suit.
This European wave, hopefully, will be followed by other waves. The support to the State of Palestine, its admission to the UN and recognition is taking momentum.
Belgium, Slovenia, and Malta may become the next to grant recognition to Palestine, although there's no firm timetable for their anticipated action. Spain's Prime Minister Sanchez said when Israel's war on Gaza finally ends, Spaniards will be able to hold their heads high and have a clear conscience that they stood on the right side of history.
Con la cabeza muy alta y la conciencia tranquila que ellos estuvieron del lado correcto de la historia.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.